89.1 WEMU, and good morning. I'm David Fair, and this is Issues of the Environment. It's a regular part of Morning Edition each Wednesday, and an opportunity to take a look at environmental issues important to our part of the world in Washtenaw and surrounding counties. Among the most debated issues in Ann Arbor and the Southeast Michigan region right now is the matter of public transportation. What should we be working towards? What should public transit of the future look like? What elements will it contain? And of course, how do we pay for it all? These are questions debated on a regular basis at Ann Arbor City Council, and our guest this morning is in the middle of all of it. John Hieftje is the mayor of Ann Arbor, and good morning to you. Welcome back to WEMU.
Good morning, David. Nice to be here.
Well, from the perspective of a casual observer, it appears we're at a pretty good place when it comes to public transportation options. Improvements are being made on an annual basis. Are we agreed?
We are. I think we have a pretty robust transit system. If you're in Lansing, if you're around the state, you're in Grand Rapids, everybody talks about AATA as being the model for transit in the state.
The old AATA is now the Ann Arbor Area Transportation Authority and officially has Ypsilanti and Ypsilanti Township as members of the authority board. Ridership is growing. There are more routes being added, and yet it falls short of an original plan to create a truly countywide service. Now, residents in those municipalities are going to be asked to fund a 0.7 mil tax increase to fund expanded bus service. Some on Ann Arbor City Council fear it will end up subsidizing the other communities. In your view, how does this all play out?
Well, I'm not worried about that. I don't think that it will to any great extent, and even if it does just a little bit, I think that it helps Ann Arbor to have. This is Ann Arbor's where people are going, and so I'm not going to say that, hey, we shouldn't have those buses that are bringing people Ann Arbor to work or to shop.
What we're talking about at the center of all of this really is traffic.
It is. I've been trying to say something over and over again, and some people probably get tired of it, but some people haven't heard. One of the wonderful things about Ann Arbor that we have, and I think in our whole region, is we have job growth. And really, through the recession, no other place in the state really had it the way we did. But what we face as we look at computer modeling, as we look at the future, is major intersections of the city that are gridlocked for a couple of hours a day, one in the morning, one in the afternoon, and whole quarters. I mean, everybody who drives through Ann Arbor understands it. They see it. But it's just going to get worse unless we take some steps now.
And what we're talking about is basically a mid-sized city in Ann Arbor that has the potential to have major city traffic.
We could have big city traffic. You know, we like to think of ourselves as a mid-sized city with big city art and music. We could be a mid-sized city with big city traffic.
Well, one of the things that we continue to look at is providing rail service in a variety of forms into and out of Ann Arbor. There are those on city council and many in the community that believe adding bus service is really the only thing we need.
Well, adding bus service is going to cost money, as everything does, and I think it's something we're going to be needing, and it's something I'm in favor of. On the rail side, you know, there's wonderful news. Michigan got $400 million by mid-2016, according to MDOT, according to Amtrak. They're going to be running at over 100 miles an hour. On-time runs into Chicago out of Ann Arbor in about 3 hours and 45 minutes. Because the tracks are going to be owned and controlled by Amtrak and MDOT. And that's wonderful stuff. It's also going to enable commuter rail. But when we talk about commuter rail, I think people have to understand that the state already owns the railroad. They already own the cars, and they're ready to go. It will be a function of the new Regional Transit Authority that would come, that's already in place. If the Regional Transit Authority has funding and decides to do it, there'll be commuter rail. It's much less expensive than running bus rapid transit out to Washtenaw County from the Detroit metro area. But if you had stops at Detroit, Dearborn, Metro Airport, Ypsilanti is a key stop for this whole region. I think, as leaders in Ypsilanti would tell you, you might get 800 people moving downtown to Ypsilanti to live there because they could get off in Ann Arbor 10 minutes later. So a lot of good things could happen. That'll be a function of the RTA. That won't be a function of Ann Arbor City government saying, hey, we're going to have commuter rail. It'll be RTA.
Well, Ann Arbor opted out of the RTA, didn't it?
No. Ann Arbor's a solid member, and we've worked out the differences we had with the RTA, and we're ready to go with them.
This is Issues of the Environment on 89.1 WEMU. I'm David Fair, and we're talking public transportation with Ann Arbor Mayor John Hieftje. The Ann Arbor Connector is another initiative under study. Could include rapid transit, streetcars, or light rail. Does that have any legs this year?
Well, I don't know that it has legs this year. I've been very clear about that with the university, that they would be by far the major funder of any match money that had to be made. Now, that is the type of thing that you can get federal funding for. I think the federal government has really turned around in this administration and recognized the need for transit and how we need to modernize as they're doing in the rest of the world. So, but that, again, the connector study would connect basically the southern part of the city with the northern part, but a lot of it would serve campus. And I think the university well understands that they would be the funder of the match money, which is generally about 20%.
And looking a little bit the other direction, what about Wally, which would use rail to connect Ann Arbor and Howell?
Well, I think Wally is a much better idea. Back when I first proposed it with people getting on the train, and some people say, wow, why do we need a train to Howell? Well, if they're going to be content to leave US 23 with the traffic that it has on it, that's one way to do it. But back at the time I proposed Wally, the state was preparing to spend $500 million to add new lanes on 23. And when we get those cars to Ann Arbor, we don't know what to do with them. We have too many cars now. So I think it would be a much better alternative to run a train that the state already owns and a whole lot cheaper than spending $500 million on US 23. But that won't be for us to decide. Again, that's an MDOT thing. And I just have to try to get people to face up to the problem, again, as we started out, that we're going to be a mid-sized town with big city traffic if we don't do something soon.
We should not ignore non-motorized transportation in this discussion. This is an area where we've seen some dramatic improvement over the past decade, and there's certainly a commitment to greater expansion moving forward. How do you see that as part of Ann Arbor's future and environmental sustainability?
Well, everything about transit is going to be great for the environment. The more people that aren't driving in their single automobile, that are on a train, that are on a bus, that are on foot or on bike, I've certainly seen changes in that area. I've been after it for a long time. We probably increased the bike lane system in Ann Arbor by about 600 or 700%, if you go back a few years. And we certainly have a lot of focus. Ann Arbor scores very, very highly nationally on the number of people who walk or bike to work. We're in the top 20. I think we were 14 at the last study I saw. We actually score very highly. We were number 10 in the national index of the number of people who use transit to get to work, which is incredibly high. For a town our size. So we're doing a lot of the right things. We need to do more of it.
Well, let me ask you this. You have already announced you will not be seeking re-election in 2014, so you're entering the final year as mayor of Ann Arbor. When you come to conclusion of your last term in office, where do you think we are going to be in terms of these transit issues?
Well, we won't have the Amtrak won't be running at 110 yet, but the work is going on. You know, they're working 10-hour days out there to get the tracks ready. That's going to pave all the capital expense for the commuter rail, and hopefully the RTA will have funding and be able to do that. I think we're going to see expanded bus service. I think we should have added Ypsilanti in Ypsilanti Township years ago. Hopefully that we might even get Pittsfield to be included, although they participate in AATA through a payment for the service. And I think you're going to continue to see advancements in pedestrian and walk in pedestrian infrastructure and in bicycle infrastructure. Ann Arbor is going to continue to do that. I'm concerned right now in expanding all that, but making sure that the linkages with Ypsilanti and Ann Arbor are really strong.
Well, before you leave office, we will have another conversation. We'll see where we're at. I thank you for your time today.
Thank you very much for having me, David.
That is Ann Arbor Mayor John Heefcha. I'm David Fair, and this is Issues of the Environment on 89.1 WEMU. It is produced in partnership with the Washtenaw County Environmental Health Division, and you hear it each Wednesday as part of Morning Edition on 89.1 WEMU.